Division 2008-6, Bay 20 LLC, a request for site work.
This item was deferred at the December 9th meeting. It's a request to start site work prior to obtaining final record plan approval. The applicant's engineers requesting that the applicant be able to relocate tax ditches and place fill in accordance with state and federal wetlands permits. They're also requesting permission to plant forest buffers with ceilings, since lots that will be affected by the buffer will not be marketed for sale for several years. This would allow time for the buffer to mature. With the seedlings being utilized, this subdivision was through the previous buffer ordinance, which did not require certain sizes to be specified for the plantings. Usually site work's not permitted until a notice to proceed has been issued, and that's only after final site plan approval has been granted. And we kind of thought if start this one time, it might set a precedent. And we, maybe 10 years ago.
I was going to say, we've been through this.
And when I started,
we've been through this before.
We were burned on it.
We've done this before, and it came back to bite us.
It used to be that applicants actually requested that as a condition, that if they posted bonds and everything, they'd be allowed to proceed with certain site work prior to getting final site plan approval. And it did. It got to be a problem because you wouldn't know. It was difficult to police. You wouldn't know who had posted the bond, what stage they were in. You know, it just created all kinds of problems. There wasn't any inspections of the work that was occurring. So.
Insofar as the planning, it's not necessary for there to be any permission from the commission to do the planning, right? They could go out there and
you could go plant
all day long.
Where I would lower backyards up with trees.
Yeah. So that aspect is not something that we would even need to rule on.
Originally, we got burned on the one where we allowed for site work subject to the conservation district, and they posted bond. And they went in and cut trees, and they were pulling the trees out with a grader as they were grading the street.
Right.
That's the first one. Very first one did it. We had a problem.
Chairman, can I have a moment to speak?
Well, since it's you, come on up here.
No, since it's me, keep your seat. Since you, come on up. I understand this is a request that's a little unusual in terms of what has been done before. There's been a problem.
Not that unusual, because it's been done before.
It's been done before, and it
didn't turn out well.
Yeah. What's unusual in this case is what I'd like to, I guess, point out. We have gone through the exercise of actually getting an approved erosion and sediment control plan for the rough earthwork.
You need to introduce yourself for the record.
I'm sorry. Kenneth Christenberry, Axiom Engineering, Georgetown, Delaware, a licensed professional engineer in the state of Delaware. We went through the exercise of getting a phase one erosion control plan. The reason we've done this, I don't know if you all remember the preliminary approval hearing, to refresh your memory, the site had significant ditching that was regulated by three different entities. The ditch from here to here is regulated as a tax ditch by Denrec Drainage, as a Denrec Subaqueous Lands sensitive water, and as a Waters of the U.S. by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. From here to here, it is regulated by Denrec Subaqueous Lands. From here to here, it is regulated as a Denrec tax ditch and as a as a 404 well. So we had a lot of overlapping issues there in the environmental permitting. We also had a tenth of an acre impacting back here to allow the road to come back in here. Most of this road is on uplands. There is a very small crossing right here. We have been through about 4 years of environmental permitting to essentially be able to fill this ditch, relocate it to here. We've coordinated with the adjoining developer as far as the point where their pond could dump in. If they're unable or unwilling to sign off, we can run this ditch right down our property line. We already checked with the environmental agencies. They don't have an issue with that. But we do have some concern that these environmental permits could actually expire. So that is the limits of disturbance are indicated on this phase one plan. What work is indicated on the plan is all that we are asking for permission to do. And we would have at least Sussex Conservation District inspectors out there. So the buffers are, quite frankly, more of an afterthought. And if you wanted to approve the ditch relocation work and not the buffers, that would be really what's, I'd say, more important in this case. But we thought we're going to be moving dirt. If we can pile dirt and plant seedlings, someday, hopefully, we'll be selling lots out there, and those seedlings will be much more mature by the time somebody's actually going to live there.
Where are you in getting final approval?
We just got our sanitary sewer concept. Right here is a brand new, it was built last spring, pump station the county just built. And they've been running sewer for the Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District up Route 20 and servicing a bunch of other areas. So that sewer, I don't believe that pump station's been turned on yet. But we got sanitary sewer concept approval about 2 months ago. And we are proceeding with the design of the project as rapid a mode as I can get myself to get it done. I don't have the staff I used to have, so it's taken a little longer than it used to. But I've actually been authorized to go ahead and start work.
How long do the permits run?
The tax ditch change is essentially permanent, so that's not as much of an issue. I believe the core is probably good for about 5 years. I think the state wetlands one, I'm not sure if it's 1 year or 3 years. But we really, it's taken so long to get them. I think the drainage one from Denrec, or the wetlands, state wetlands one, I think is already a year old. They didn't all come in at the same time. So that was the reason for the request. If you need more information about when those permits expire to know whether or not allowing this to proceed is a good idea, we can get that and come back before you.
What do you have left to do to get final approval?
I haven't submitted a full set of construction drawings yet, so I have pretty much the whole rigmarole to go through. When I prepare a sanitary sewer concept, that's usually the first thing I'll do after I get a preliminary approval is go ahead and knock that out, because you don't require profiles. It's a relatively straightforward part of the design. I'm anticipating, well, I told my client I'd have it submitted by the end of December. So now, honestly, it looks like it's going to be sometime in February that I'll submit the first set of drawings. My experience has been that back when things were busy, it took at least a year from that point to get the final approval. I'm thinking in this year, it'll probably be a little faster than that.
Thanks. I'm trying to find the hardship in all this. That's what I'm trying to find.
Right.
And if you're a little short on help, there's at least four guys out here who don't have much to do. Be happy to help you. They're waving. Look. There you go.
See me after.
Solve that problem for you.
Hector's five of them.
Good grief.
Has your client given any thought? I mean, and I'm not suggesting that the commission should approve it, believe me, just because of the problems we've had. But
sure,
if it was approved, I mean, they're going to have to post bonds or letters of credit for the work. I mean, have they realized that?
Would it be letters of credit as though the entire infrastructure, the entire development were being proposed, or what's shown on the erosion control plan we're asking to proceed on?
I don't know. I'd have to go back and look at how we did it before, for example. Okay. I don't remember.
Well, that one. When we allowed it before, the bonding method required was for just that site work related to what they were, the stormwater management. Basically, they couldn't do it. They weren't supposed to be cutting any streets.
This is ditch and planting relocation work. I don't think the bond would be that exorbitant if that's what it's based on. So I don't think he'd have a problem with agreeing with that.
Yeah. If this was just a field, forget the subdivision.
Right.
He went to those agencies and wanted to create this correction to the tax ditch, they would go through their process and they would go do it.
Yeah.
As far as the planting, he could plant the whole farm, whole property, and when he comes in and gets his final subdivision approval, then we're going to say your plants had to be such and such to comply with the subdivision regulation. So
we have called out plantings on this plan, and actually they've been blessed by the Department of Ag.
Yeah, but you're talking about seedlings. You're not talking about...
Right, in terms of the species and spacing,
right.
Department of Ag has issued an approval.
I was just looking at it for forget it's a subdivision, and if he wanted to do it, he could do it. We wouldn't be here before you at all.
Like if a farmer just wanted to relocate it to a better place.
Right. Yeah.
Right now, the site is about half wooded and half ag.
I get what the commissioner that had been here for a few years and experienced those times where we got sort of got the shaft. Right, I don't disagree. But in this case, they don't even have approval.
They don't have final approval. Yeah.
But kind of a final approval, he's got to comply with regulation that if we have specific trees to be spaced, and those trees have to be a certain size.
This was under the old one.
Oh, this was under the old one.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it predates it.
That's right.
But again, we did submit
how
the plantings.
How much life does this one got?
I'm sorry?
How much life does this subdivision have now? It's got preliminary approval.
It got preliminary approval December of 09.
A what?
09.
09, okay. So it's already got, he's already on a second extension.
But if the final site plan changed, I mean, that's the owner's risk, right? I mean, they would have to adjust.
Glad you brought that up. The final site plan request change that we have, I view it as very minor, but I still, you know, submitted it early because I hate to have someone disagree when I come back in for a final and tell me that they don't feel that way. The initial design had a pond here and a cul-de-sac here. And no lots really pulling in off that main boulevard. And now we've deleted that cul-de-sac, put the pond there, and pulled lots off of both sides of that, and made this pond smaller so there's room for lots there. The density hasn't changed. The amenities, actually, we've added amenities. I don't believe the preliminary showed the swimming pool and the clubhouse, did it, Shane?
You designed it.
I think the preliminary didn't show. We've added an open space area in here with a clubhouse and a swimming pool. And that was not on the original approval, but it's something that we discovered we had room to fit, and we can definitely fit in.
That's coming up later on the agenda, right?
Yeah, the original one didn't have any amendments, but we added to the plan. So I believe that change is fairly, I would consider it routine and an improvement because we're deleting a cul-de-sac and adding an amenity, but maybe someone else feels differently. The rest of the road pattern network and the development really hasn't changed. I mean, we can delete the clubhouse, but I'd rather not.
Well, gentlemen, after listening to the discussion and valuable feedback from Mr. Lank, Mr. Abbott, and your other gentlemen, I don't believe I'm prepared to put my stamp of approval on this request. So, gentlemen, my motion for subdivision 2008-6, the applicant Bay 20, is for denial of the request for site work prior to obtaining final record plan approval.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to deny the request for site work for subdivision 2008-6 Bay 20 LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.